My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we have entered into the fifth Sunday of Lent, year C. We are on the final Sunday of Lent before the Holy Week. Based upon today's readings, I have chosen the theme, Our God is Rich in Mercy. Our God is rich in mercy, and do we? In the first reading, the people who were in exile, they are sad, and their hope in God is low. The people of Israelites were in confusion. Prophet Isaiah assures them that the Lord will help them. He reminds them of the Lord that brought them out of the land of Egypt and provided them with food and water while on their journey to the promised land. And he will also help them while they are in exile. He has not abandoned them, though they were not faithful to God, though they were disobedient towards God, though they were not loyalty with God, still God has shown them full of mercy. And especially when they are in exile, he was with them. In the second reading, St. Paul clearly explains the joy and happiness that he received through the conversion, through his own conversion. Though a Pharisee and an ardent lawkeeper, has now found life in Christ, which made his life meaningful, which has changed his life into a newness. With the mercy of God, with the mercy of Jesus, on the way to Damascus, he has changed his life completely. He saw in his life before and aftermath of meeting Jesus, and before he felt all that he had and was having as rubbish and as useless. But when he met Jesus face to face, he found life in Christ, and he changed his life and became proclaimer of the word of God. The one who was a persecutor became the proclaimer of the word of God. And today's in the gospel, we are reassured of God's forgiveness. To the adulterous woman, Jesus asks, "Has no one condemned you? Neither do I." God does not laugh at our plight, but forgives us our failings and tells us, go and sin no more. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today's readings therefore give us hope, mercy, compassion that God has upon us. Firstly, the Lord will always be with us, even when we have sinned. Secondly, when others condemn us, like the scribes, Pharisees, and elders did to the woman, Christ is standing with us, like he stood beside the woman caught in adultery. We get upset and angry over situations like this. The Lord invites us in moments we are condemned to feel his presence next to us. Thirdly, sin is a matter of one's personal responsibility to judge and act. When the Lord asked each one to introspect before they cast the stone, they all walked away. All of us sin, and fully we fall short in some way or another, and so we need to spend that energy in turning away from sin. We thank the Lord for His presence with us at all times and pray for the grace not to condemn others, but for the Holy Spirit to take control over our lives. My dear brothers and sisters, I remember when I was a child at the age of 8, my school teacher has asked all of us to show finger at one another. Just point your finger to your neighbor. Then ask what is happening to you when you point your finger at the other. You point out the other only one finger, but the rest of the three fingers are pointing at you. Therefore, never ever accuse others of what they are doing. Rather, find about your own self, how you are acting, how you are behaving, behavior is, and how you are living your life. Then you will not point at the other and say, he or she is not good, he or she is a sinful person. Just like the scribes, Pharisees, and the elders pointed out at the adulterous woman that she is a sinful woman. We have to stone at her. But Jesus showed them that they are not far away from her. They too are a sinful person. My dear brothers and sisters, let's ask God to help us to find our faults, our failings, and turn away from sin. And what is happening with the persons of that particular adultery woman, or to the people of Israelites, or the person of St. Paul? Man's sinfulness and God's mercy met face to face. Man's sinfulness and God's mercy met face to face. The adulterous woman became an ardent disciple of Jesus. She has made use her second chance that Jesus has given her, and she turned out to be the true and good disciple of Jesus. Likewise, St. Paul too, he has made use of his second chance. The one who was the persecutor became the proclaimer of the word of God. Now is our turn. We all have given chances, not second chance. There are lot of chances, innumerable chances, in the form of the sacrament of reconciliation. The priest absolves the sins for you. It is not the priest, but the Christ who stands in the person of priest and absolves your sins. And God gives to all of us another chance to change our lives, to convert ourselves. My dear brothers and sisters, this season of Lent is a season of grace, is a season of forgiveness, is a season of mercy, is a season of innumerable chances for us to change our life, to amend our ways, to turn towards God. How do we make use this chance? Though God is full of mercy and compassion and full of love towards us, how we imitate God in our lives? Do we have the same compassionate heart? Do we have the same forgiveness of mind towards our neighbor, towards our companions. God has given us both the free will and the right guidance to use that freedom wisely. Hence, let us not point out finger condemningly at others, but rather look into our own self, look into ourselves, into our own lives, and see where we have come, where we have come short, and mend our ways. Let us not live in a state of denial about sins, making excuses for ourselves one way or the other. Rather, let us repent and change and renew our life in the presence of Lord. Therefore, it is a season of refreshment to restart into your new life.